Now, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is showing no signs of easing. Many are desperate to leave but have been trapped by a long-standing Israeli blockade. Al Jazeera spoke to one Palestinian who told us about his attempts to reach Europe.
I'm Yahya Ayad Barbak, 26 years old, married with two children from the Gaza Strip. I thought of immigration after suffering a string of different jobs because of the difficult economic conditions, the siege, the restrictions. We are ruled by two governments that don't care. My dad passed away in 2008, and I take care of my family and mother. My family rejected the idea, but as everything went from bad to worse after the war in May, they finally agreed. We reached Turkey legally, and there we were met by a smuggler who took $3,000 from each of us, and we agreed that we shall be seven passengers on a safe rubber speedboat. But on the day, there were 15, including the captain, with a small wooden boat. Total fraud. But smugglers, they don't care. They just see you as money. The smugglers took four of us out, so there were 10 plus the sailor. They told us that after we reach a hill in the Aegean Sea, the rubber boat will be waiting for us. But there was no boat. We had no choice but to continue sailing. Suddenly, the waves were very strong and high, almost a meter, and water was filling our boat. Everyone was screaming. I looked at my friend Abu Adham, but he was frozen, along with two others. The boat flipped upside down, and the three of them went down with the boat, like they didn't expect to survive. We spent 2 hours in the freezing water. When I saw the Turkish Coast Guard coming towards me, I felt my soul had returned. Then as they approached, I passed out. I woke up later on their boat. I grabbed the phone from one person and sent that voice note to my mom. Abu Adham has been eaten by the fish, Mom. I was in total shock and despair. I returned to Gaza, but if I could emigrate again legally, I would. If there were work opportunities in our country and we were able to look at a future for our children, we would never, ever leave. Exile is bitter, but the reality in our land is worse.